Bowles. Catherine, Richard, Catherine, what do you like the look of?
I like the look of Richard Osman.
OK. Oh, well, you picked Richard, host of Child Genius. So we asked our studio audience, would you prefer your child to be academic or popular at school?
That's such a tough one because, like, people who are popular are obviously going to say popular and people who are academic are going to say popular.
What were you like at school? Were you popular? Were you academic? What were you like?
I mean, I was popular with the important people, which is to say I was academic, so the teachers loved me.
Rich, were you popular at school?
I was tolerated, I think. I wasn't particularly academic.
Well, were you not? Because, I mean, you're known for being
really.
Kind of...
I'm kind of good at remembering stuff.
That's all there is to it.
But also, like, on TV, I always have an earpiece in. That's the real secret to intelligence. So you've got an earpiece in, right, Jimmy, just in case things are overrunning, someone has to talk to you. So if I was to say to you, for example, what is the capital of South Sudan? Now, you don't have a fucking clue. But there's a whole group of people upstairs now who'll be Googling that.
I'm annoyed they haven't got the answer already, frankly. it's Juba, isn't it?
Juba is. That's the secret of being clever. Sorry, mate.
OK, let's have a look at some of us as children. So, Maya, you were a predictably adorable child. Let's take a look at you as a child.
Oh, God.
Well, you might think you were adorable, not as adorable as this little guy. couple of little digs earlier about obese children, Rob.
No, did you?
I was one. Someone asked it. I look like a frog from Fukushima. I've not seen that photo. God, I can imagine why I burnt it, I think, when I got it.
Tom Allen, as a child, you were exactly the same. Take a look.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's a picture of Benedict Cumberbatch.
I still had to come out, guys.
Let me take this sticky bow off. I've got news, everyone.
Hold my carnation. I've got news.
Carnation. Where'd you get the flower from?
A florist.
Okay, Tom, Rob, you went to the same school, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am. Oh,
we actually got in touch with the school, and one of your teachers remembers you both well. Tom was clearly destined from an early age to be a celebrity. When he was just in year 7, he compared the talent cabaret brilliantly. So clever, so talented and witty. Yeah. Rob was very different. Not particularly academic or able.
He's not wrong, though. It was weird at our school because he was only popular if he was good at fighting or football with all you was fit.
I was none of those things.
Yeah. Tom was loved by all the teachers. I just kept my head down and wanted to get out there as quick as possible. It was not for me. Tom went on holiday with one of his teachers.
Whoa. I don't want that guy to have to go to jail because of you.
And do you know what? I'm quite happy I wasn't able.
Choir trip to Germany, Rob. Stop over-egging it.
Well, look, should we test who got the most out of school? Let's have our very own spelling bee.
Yeah.
Come on up. It'll be fine. OK.
I've never watched a spelling bee in my life.
Spelling bee, right, you stand there.
Not American.
B-E-E.
Face each other.
Sorry.
Face each other, OK. Now, we've upped the ante a little bit.
Yeah.
So if you answer incorrectly, I will give you an electric shock.
Oh, done.
No, you'll be fine. Don't worry about it. OK.
I do really need a wee.
it's another...
Imagine if I just piss myself here. And then we'd all be like, no, we won't tell anyone.
Oh, fuck off!
Thank you.
Fucking hell!
Does it really hurt?
It's like a badger going up my arse.
Does it really hurt?
No, it's fine.
It ain't nice. I'm quite
I didn't like that at all.
I thought you'd be into it. OK. Can we have some tension lighting, please? OK, Tom, you're up first. Can you spell the word facetious?
F-A-C-E-I.
Stop, Jimmy, no!
That's... That is incorrect. The correct spelling of facetious is F-A-C-E-T-I-O-U-S.
There's no way there's a T in there, is there?
Say?
You want to try again?
No.
OK. Next one. Rob?
Yeah?
Maneuver.
Oh. Don't fucking give it that, like you know what's going on.
I love that. Even Rich Osman went, oh. Yeah.
Good luck, Rob.
Maneuver.
M-A-N.
Take it, Rob.
O-U-R-V-E.
That was like Back to the Future when Biff got angry. Maneuver is M-A-N-O-E-U-V-R-E.
Oh.
You should have just read it off the autocue.
I was going to say it.
OK, next one. All right, easy one. Spell pterodactyl.
Ah. P.
P? Oh, yeah, sorry.
T.
Right.
E-R-O-D-A. T.
Okay.
It was, you were doing really well. It was P-T-E-R-O-D-A-C-T-Y-L. You missed out the C.
Oh, well, I was very worried about getting electrocuted.
They're like those things they used to advertise that you put on your tummy and got a six-pack.
Yeah?
I'm going to have an amazing six-pack. Just on my ass.
If you play your cards right later. Rob?
I feel so sad. I've got the posture of a dog at Battersea.
Easy one for you, Rob. Rhythm.
R.
Great
start. H. Y. T. H. M.
Correct!
Yes!
So Rob's the winner! You've won the spelling bee!
Yeah, I love it!
Go! Ow! 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 Ow!
Okay, come on back.
I thought Tom would be straight at the end. It was like some sort of horrible gay conversion therapy.
Oh, my God.
Was that you being straight? Oh, my God!
I'm literally straight.
All right, so we're going to get some answers now. Would you prefer your child to be academic or popular? What do you think, Maya?
I'd prefer them to be academic, because then they have more job options.
What would you want them to do? What would be the ideal job if you had a kid?
Someone that flies into space. Astronaut.
Were you and I'm going to ask, after you've just said someone that flies into space, whatever that's called, astronaut, yeah. Academic, popular, what were you like at school?
I wasn't very academic. I was like the performance child that like was really into drama and dance and all those kind of things, but everything that I actually had to think really hard about, rubbish.
Fair enough, it's worked out brilliantly.
Yeah.
If any of your teachers are watching, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
OK, all right, so let's get some answers on this. So would you prefer your child to be academic or popular at school? What would you think?
I mean, to be honest, I don't really care. I'm quite a hands-off dad. Ultimately, though, the really popular ones at school were quite annoying, weren't they? So I'd go academic.
You're going to go academic. OK, what would you go with? Catherine?
I don't want clever kids, Jimmy. Clever kids cost you more. They want to play instruments and go to college. You can have the thick ones earning at 15.
Richard Osman, you're a dad. Academic kids, popular kids, what would be your preference?
I would say academic. The kids who are super popular at my school, it's just like a scrapyard, Facebook now. You just think, oh, man.
So what are you going to go for, Catherine Ryan?
Well, as the most popular girl on this team, I'm going to go against the nerds. I'm going to go with popular.
OK. Well, I can tell you, 77% of our studio audience would prefer their child to be academic.
No!
Well done, Rob. Rob, Johnny, Anna, what do you like the look of?
We'll go for Anna.
OK, you're going with the perfect fringe. Well, Anna, of course, presents Naked Attraction, so here's the question. Most people consider themselves to be body confident. True or false? You're the expert. Tell us, what do you think?
Well, judging by my inbox and...
Is that what you call it?
I do. Oh,
yeah. So that's your inbox, that's your outbox.
So, judging by my inbox and the amount of show hopefuls that send me their photos...
Show hopefuls?
Yeah.
So you get sent a lot of dick pics?
Yes, I do, and I love them. I was sent recently a picture of an 80-year-old man standing in his bedroom with his cock out and just a pair of socks on. But, I mean, he had an enormous, enormous penis.
What's tasteful about Naked Attraction, Anna, is that they're always flaccid.
Not always, Catherine.
Oh, what?
Have you had incidents?
We do have to stop the show quite often.
When it's...
And, well, just say to the fellas, look, can you just go and sort yourself out?
Yes,
and then pop back.
Sort yourself out?
You know.
They've gone...
I don't know what they do. What do boys do? I don't know what they do, but...
Well, I don't know.
Say...
I've never had an erection on telly before.
I've got one right now. Things are fine.
So is it fellas that are just trying to give themselves a little... You know, like, little jump start, just to get, like, kind of halfway there.
Yeah, exactly that.
Yeah, the best thing to do is wank and then leave it and go on stage.
How big is your penis, Catherine?
That's a proper thunk. May I ask, what temperature is it in the studio? Because I would have real issues around... Hang on, this is too cold.
Well, the girls obviously want it freezing for the nipples.
Why is my ass so hot, then?
All the boys want it really, really warm.
Boys want it warm for a...
Yeah, because otherwise the balls go up, don't they? Their willies shrink. And the girls want it really cold, so the nipples are proud.
It's so why don't you just give them different booths at different temperatures?
It's expensive, Johnny.
You can't have a self-contained aircon dick tube.
You've done the show for quite a while now. What is the perfect penis? What are we looking for?
Well, as every woman knows, that you want girth, not length.
Yes.
But...
Sorry. You say girth, not length. You mean no length whatsoever. Just mine's like, mine's, I'll be honest, it adds up. Mine's like a can of tuna.
Fishy.
So, yeah, that's what they're after.
As long as it doesn't smell like a can of tuna, I think we're going to be
okay. It's spring water, not brine, don't worry.
I just say, don't say to a girl, my penis is like a can of tuna.
Hockey puck?
I've got a thing where I've got a very small penis, but then I'm very wealthy.
It works. That's what I'm saying. That works.
Catherine Ryan, body confidence.
Oh, I'm very body confident ever since I found the right surgeon. If anything, I'm overly body confident. Of course. I think everyone is beautiful, especially me.
What do you think, Sophie? Body confident?
I don't like judging people on, like, the external features. I think it's what's on the inside that counts. I mean, I don't care what your dick looks like, but if you've got fat kidneys, fuck off.
Alex, what about you? Body confident?
Size of my knob in these little hands, big time.
I do think, as an income stream, the internet has opened up to there's an extra income for everyone everywhere. Because currently, now, all I do is wake up the kitchen floor after I've had my breakfast and three German men pay to watch. And they don't necessarily want me naked. Some days they're going, oh, you wore your summer pyjamas. And you're going, yeah, sorry, testicle dropped out. And they just want to watch me clean up and do stuff. There's a man in Swansea, he wants to do things to me you wouldn't believe.
How much do they pay you?
Well, the money's not come through.
If you've been affected by any of the issues... OK, let's get some answers on this. So, Rob, so most people consider themselves body confident, true or false?
I don't think they are. I think people, even if they were, would be scared to say they were.
Catherine, what do you think? True or false?
True. I would like to think that it's true.
OK, you're saying true. I can tell you the answer is true. Yeah! 56% of people do consider themselves to be body confident. I'm body confident in that I'm incredibly confident the police are not going to find that body. Rob, Joe, Susie, what do you like the look of?
The brain.
The brain, OK. Right, according to a recent study, having small electric shocks can improve your memory, so we asked our studio audience, do you think you've forgotten everything you learnt at school? Yes or no? What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've not forgotten anything. All of it's up there. Sin, cos, tan, Pythagoras, hypotenuse, protractors...
That sounds like people in your gang.
Bunsen burners. Bunsen burners. The Tudors. And fried beanbags.
There's a lot of throwing beanbags.
A lot of throwing beanbags. More beanbag than Tudor, if you ask me.
Harry, do you remember much from school?
I remember everything from school, which I think suggests I didn't go to very good school.
What do you know? List the things you know. We've got time.
Volcanoes, cats, hats.
It sounds like one Dr. Zeus book. Did you go to school, Joe?
A long time ago, I did. Yeah, I did a few times.
Was it like a class that they had within the... What I can only assume is a secure unit. Do you remember much from school?
You know what? My school weren't really the environment to learn in. My school was the kind of place...
He's an absolute joy. He's a bloody joy. My school wasn't really a learning environment.
My school was the kind of place that if you needed to go to the toilet, you'd go home because you wouldn't take the risk of doing it in the school. It was pretty rough, my school.
It was so rough you couldn't shit there. Dotty, what were you like at school?
I was the one that got kicked out of the class quite a lot.
Oh, right, OK.
That was me. I think they weren't challenging me.
What kind of challenge did you want?
I just felt like I don't need this stuff. Do you know what I mean? When am I going to use this?
All the time. Yesterday, I was with a mate and we had 7 apples.
Right.
And he said to me, I want a third of them. How are we going to work this out? But I don't remember. I can use a Bunsen burner.
But when have you ever had to use that? Do you know
all
what I mean?
The time, friend will come round. Cup of tea. Hop on the Bunsen burner. Blue flame.
Rob, can I ask you, you went to a big school, right?
Yes.
How many pupils do you reckon, roughly?
It's thousands of kids there.
Thousands of kids, yeah. How many kids at your school, Josh?
There was 4 in my year.
And did you know them all?
That's the whole year?
Yeah.
Were you in a foster home?
Was it definitely a school?
I didn't think it was weird, cos I just realised... I presumed all the schools were that small, and then you grow up and you realise...
They're not.
..that you're in a Enid Blyton novel.
No, mate, what are the Famous Four?
Famous Four.
Well, they say that school gets you prepared for real life. OK, but at my school, if you didn't have your PE kit, you did it in your pants.
Yeah.
When I started work at Sainsbury's, if I forgot my uniform... They didn't make me put the yoghurts with my knob out.
All right, so what do you think? Do you think you've forgotten everything you learned at school? What do you think, yes or no?
We're going to go no.
OK, yeah. No. What do you think, Josh?
Looking at this audience, they've forgotten everything they learned.
Well, I can tell you, the answer is no. 63% of our audience say they haven't forgotten what they learned at school. For a lot of people, school was a waste of time. Like, for example, Rob's teachers. Rob, Toff, Finn, what do you like the look of?
A man and a dog.
A man and a dog, OK. A survey recently revealed that 15% of pet owners love their pet more than their partner. So we asked, does owning a pet make you happy, yes or no?
All I know about dogs is poodles are getting a lot of action at the moment. Right, cos they're all crossed with a poo, don't it?
Oh, a poo,
so
yes.
So, cock-a-poo, cavapoo, do-a-poo, need-a-poo, add-a-poo. All the poo.
It's true.
But there's so many different types of dog now. When I was a kid, I swear there was 3. It was like Dulux dog, Andrex dog, Blue Peter dog. That was all the dogs.
There's dogs with balls, working-class dogs.
Yeah.
Dogs without balls, middle-class dogs. Dogs with jackets, upper-class.
Ashley, what do you think?
I've never seen a group of people more look like Saddam Hussein when he got out of that hole than people first thing in the morning walking their dogs.
Dog walkers are boring, aren't they? You've got to talk to them on dog walks. They're really boring people. And you're always like, I've got a podcast on the go, mate. You're going to have to raise your game.
That does seem fair.
As a rule, I avoid talking to anyone that's carrying a bag of shit.
My little laugh rules.
That's why I don't know how you could be truly happy, because having to pick up, you know...
Yeah.
How? I don't think that's true contentment.
It's useful having a dog, because you can blame your farts on the dog.
Sure.
I blame shits. Oh, that dog's done it again in the living room.
It's good to give your voice. Like, if you've got something you can't say to your partner, and it's nice to make a dog's voice, you're like, oh, I think the dog's saying something, Ben. I think the dog's saying, shave your ears. Scrape the skin off your feet once a week, mate.
Well, that's a good thing about having pet fish. You just shove your feet in a tank and they sort it out.
That got banned.
It got banned. All the fish were dying because British feet are disgusting.
There.
Yeah, we were all putting our hobbit paws in, and then the fish are like, yeah,
it's gross.
And they keep on doing it because they forget. They're like, I'm going to go back for one more.
Toff, have you got a dog?
No, no dog. I've only ever had one pet. I had a cat called Jason.
Jason? I can't call a cat Jason.
I don't know. I wanted to call him Jason.
Also, I've never met a Jason that isn't good at plastering.
My dog's called Taxi, so in the park. If I shout for him, it sounds like I'm hailing a cab.
I thought you said taxes for a minute.
Not in my house.
I've got a dog and a cat. The dog's deluded about their relationship. So the dog's like, wanna play? Let's play. And the cat's like, fuck you.
Kiri, what have you got?
I've got a cat and a dog.
OK, so what about names? What have you called them?
OK, oh, God. So the dog is called Key, which is Welsh for dog.
Fair enough.
Just straight to the
point. Does he know that?
He doesn't know anything. He's thick as fuck. And then I've got a cat as a rescue. I really like him, except he insists on watching me and my partner bang. I'll think he's out the room, I've cleared everything, and then we'll be at it, and I'll just sort of like, we'll move around, and I'll be just a pair of eyes.
I can't have sex if the dog's watching, and that's why I always hold it like that. So, does owning a pet make you happy? What do you think?
I think so. Do you? Yeah. A lot of people seem happy.
It must, because apparently half of all British households have a pet.
That also means half of them don't.
We go with yes. We think it makes you happy.
You think it makes you happy? What do you think, Aisling?
What do you think?
The pets definitely make you happy.
Yeah, sorry to agree, but yes.
Okay. Well, I can tell you the answer is yes. 87% of our studio audience say owning a pet does make you happy. My dog can lick his own balls. So can I, but sadly, he doesn't always let me. Of course, having a pet makes you happier. Nothing brings a bigger smile to my face than opening my front door and seeing little Max bounding through the house to come and greet me. God, I love that horse. Rob, Ed, Liam, what do you like the look of?
Well,
that's me.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Liam.
And we're going to go for Liam, the picture of Liam.
Okay. Yeah. So most people think being good at baking is sexy. True or false?
Baking is sexy.
Yeah.
Especially if you bake with, like, dark chocolate.
What's the sexiest thing to bake, then? If you were, you know, trying to...
If I was sliding into someone's DMs.
If you were sliding into someone's DMs, I'm going to bake you a cake. What cake do you bake?
I'll go chocolate caramel.
Stop it.
Yeah, yeah. And then probably like candied hazelnuts on top.
Mm.
Yeah, oh. Four layers.
Yeah.
That's just dessert though. There's dessert after, but I can't talk about that.
You have two desserts?
Mm?
I think he's talking about shagging.
Oh. I was genuinely more turned on about the fact there'd be two cakes to eat.
would you say something sexy while you're baking? Would you be like, hey, does this make your lemon drizzle?
Oh.
Odd story of the first time, well, what I thought was the first time I met Liam from Bake Off.
Oh my gosh.
But it was not
this.
The first time I met Liam from Bake Off. So I am at Extra Slice. Liam comes up to me, and this is just after the hashtag MeToo campaign started.
Where's this story going?
Liam comes up to me and goes, you showed me your bra once when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And everyone around me's like, ugh. And I'm like, no, I don't. What? Did I? How? What did I do? And then you were like, yeah, you lifted up your top and showed me your boobs.
Yeah.
And it's still nothing is coming back, which is not always a good sign. And then he goes, yeah, we were in a TV show together and I played someone. You should have opened with that.
It was my pal that asked to see your tits for a fiver.
Yes, in the show.
In the show.
In the show.
In the
show.
if baking made people sexy, it can't, because I don't go into Greg's and think I really want to bang the staff. Yeah,
well, Ed, do you do any baking?
No, because as we've established, I'm type 1 diabetic, so... if you discover me in a flat baking, it means I've hit rock bottom.
Ashling, do you bake?
Well, I did the bake-off.
How'd you do? Go on, did you win?
Well, I came joined third out of four, so, yeah. I did.
It's a lot more stressful when you're actually in there. Have you done it?
Yeah, I did it, and it was really stressful, but I had a great time. I made a unicorn cake. I made a shoe bun tower that looked like a unicorn because they asked us to make self-portraits out of shoe.
I understood about half of those words. You know you're not a unicorn, though, right?
No, I was doing an inner self-portrait of, if you cut me open, there'd be sort of unicorn horns and glitter as blood. Oh,
this is going to be an interesting birth, isn't it? Galloping out.
How about you, Lou? Do you bake?
Badly, yeah, really badly. but I am sexy when I do it.
Lou made me a pizza once.
Was it nice?
No, it was absolutely awful.
Yeah.
It tasted of nothing and everything.
Yeah. Sexy! Wow.
So what do you think, true or false? People think baking sexy?
People think it's quite sexy, I think, don't you, Liam? You're the expert here.
Liam? Yeah, go for it, yeah, true.
You think true? OK, what do you think, Ashley?
I think we're going to say false.
OK. Well, I can tell you the answer is true. 67% of people think baking is sexy. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, 67% of people think baking is sexy. I agree, my mum's amazing at baking and she's hot. Proper MILF. What? It's all right, she's dead now. I don't know what you're applauding. Rob, Russell, Oti, what do you like the look of?
We'll pick Oti.
Okay.
In picture.
All
right, you've gone with Oti. Okay. Most people wish their partner was a better dancer, true or false?
Ooh.
True.
I mean, I work on a show and we get celebrities to dance better, so I'd assume if you have to sleep with them at night.
You don't have to, but you do.
Shot fired!
If you're with them or you're married to them, you prefer them to dance better.
If you're with them or if you're married to them, sometimes you get confused, don't you?
Literally, though, if you went out with a guy who wasn't a dancer, have you found that men are very intimidated by you?
As you pass a doble across to them.
How long have you been with your husband?
7 years.
7 years. Yeah. And then before that, were you always dating dancers?
No, I never dated dancers before that.
So what was the last job the guy had?
He was an IT technician.
And did that turn you on and then turn you off again?
I don't want my wife to be a better dancer, but even if I did, I wouldn't tell her.
Yeah,
imagine that, like getting home from work and like getting the kids to bed, doing a bit of dinner and going, oh, you're such a wonderful woman and great mum, but you're dancing. You just need, because it's at the moment. Just work on that, please.
I'm just going to sound sexist now, but I think women in general are much better dancers than men. I realised it because my sister's hen do. Going to see male strippers is so different to going to see female strippers because it's hysterical. My sister accidentally headbutted one. he lay her down on the floor so that he could grind on her. Woo! And she just thought, oh no, this isn't for me, and tried to stand up and she got him. Yeah. And also, Annie reckons that she got a pubic lice in her eye.
No!
Someone sweating and gyrating.
Yeah, but that's so Annie.
My personal trainer used to be a stripper.
Yeah.
And he has some incredible stories from back in the day, one of which includes he got home and the next morning woke up and went, I'm like a bit, I feel like there's something down there. And it was an enormous fingernail in his ball sack. Oh!
Sarah, you're missing a nail.
Are you a good dancer, Sarah?
No. I'm like conga at a wedding. Like, if there were badges, I've got that one. And even that, I'm not very good at. There's so many things to think about in terms of you don't want to lead it, too much pressure, and also you don't want to split off into a smaller conga.
Oh.
And that's what I thought about Theresa May's dancing, actually, because she did look like someone who thought she was going to be followed by a line of people that were doing it together.
Oh, yeah. A metaphor for Brexit. No one's fucking joining in.
Rylan, are you a good dancer?
I would say I'm good. Like, after a couple of drinks, like, I'll have a go, yeah.
You wish your partner was a better dancer? Russell, are you a good dancer?
Well, I did dress up once as Beyonce on television and learnt the whole of Crazy in Love. And I was single at the time, and that was the most female attention I ever had from anything I did on TV, was when I dressed as a woman and danced. I went out with this one girl for a few times, obviously, didn't sleep with her straight away. And it's getting right to the vital moment, you know, like, and all the clothes cut. And she honestly stopped and went, can you just do something for me? She said, can you do the Beyonce dance right at the vital moment? You know, when you're like in your pants and shit. Like,
did she put a ring on it?
I think it's a generational thing as well, though, as to how good a dancer you are. Like, my mum's a decent dancer because she was a punk in the 70s, so she was, like, rebellious in her youth. Like, my generation, I think unless the song tells us move by move what to do, we can't do it.
So, most people wish their partner was a better dancer. What are you going to say, true or false, Rob?
Yeah, we think yes.
You think yes. You think true? You think false? Yeah. Well, I can tell you the answer is false. What? Only 41% of people wish their partner was a better dancer. My girlfriend dances like she makes love with other people. I have two left feet. I keep them in my special freezer in the basement.
How about that one?
I'm sorry, I just find, like, the basement thing's funny.
Rob, Judy, Fred, what do you like the look of?
Oh, I quite like the look of old Freddy.
So, Fred, you present First Date, so we asked our studio audience, would you go on a blind date?
I've never been on a blind date, but I did take my mum to Nando's after she had a detached retina operation.
Judy.
I would go on a blind date.
Have you been on
a blind
date?
I've been on a blind date before. His name was Adam, but when I turned up, he looked like Amanda. And I had a lucky escape because I just walked away because, obviously, he was expecting someone called Lindsay with blonde hair.
It's quite nice because there's no investment, isn't it? Like, you don't know the person. If you don't like them, you're never going to see them again. So you can just go, right, you're not a keeper, so don't speak because I want to enjoy my dinner. It's rare I get a night away from my husband. So I'm just going to sit here and enjoy my dinner. And you don't have to... You know when you're, like, younger and you go, oh, don't eat that food on a date and don't eat that food on a date because you won't... But as you get older, you let all that go. Like, I'll just put on a feed bag and just, like... Shush, I'm on a blind.
You've got to be really careful with that mime, I think, when we're talking about dating. Nish, have you ever been on a blind date?
Yeah, with actually a girl who did something very similar.
Don't speak.
Well, I've never been on a blind date, and I think if I went on one now, my girlfriend would be semi-furious. But I don't really see, like, it seems like quite an exciting thing. But do people go on blind dates anymore? I thought everybody was just...
Yeah, but that's like a blind date, really, online, because they don't look nothing like what they look like on the picture.
Especially if they tell you they're blonde and called Lindsay.
Natasha.
I've never been on a date. I've been on one date, and I was 20... I think I was, like, 23, and I was so nervous that I said I was 17. And he
was... and he were was you like, going on a date with R. Kelly?
No, but he was...
Have you been on Tinder? Have you ever been on Tinder?
I have, but the only thing I did on it was have, like, really disgusting, sexy conversations with really, really weird men.
How was it weird?
We're just being like, I'm a little mouse and I want some butter.
Okay, I'm made of questions right now. You're a little mouse and you want some butter. Any other
just
examples?
So many weird. I really weird. Just like, do you want to come and nibble on my bread tits? Are you a little rat like me? Squeak, squeak. And, you know, it was very, like, rodent-based. And then you just realise you're on your own on a Sunday afternoon in bed being like... This one man was like, I'm going to come, where are you? And I said, where are you? And he said, Tesco's.
Cilla Black must be turning in her flipping grave.
Fred, is there any hope for Natasha?
I don't know, actually.
And he believes in, like, love.
The world is very big.
Like my panties, but listen...
you're currently in a relationship, yes?
Yes.
And what was your first date like?
It was great.
Where did you go?
We went to a local place in Peckham. And, yeah, we had a good time.
It was like you found your partner over here.
Yeah.
Are you going to say you could have been a contender now?
Of course!
How would you, if Fred was single, Okay, how would what would you do now to sort of what would be your approach?
You know something, Freddy. And they have the jerk sauce. And it hot.
I like it medium.
Oh. I met my husband through a blind date.
Really?
I did.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I wasn't on the blind date with him. I went on a blind date because I'd been single for quite a long time, so I'd gone a bit feral. And someone set me up on a blind date, and I went on the blind date, and it was shit. But he introduced me to my now husband.
Oh.
I do think it's a nice idea in a blind date. You might find romance through that person.
Yeah, see, it's an opportunity to network.
Yes, it's networking, absolutely.
Nish, have you dating history once?
Oh, you know, Jimmy, I have kissed my fair share of women. Brackets three. I was Mr. French at university. French kissing. No, I mean, listen, it's a miracle that I ever managed to sexualize any lady.
Well, I mean, when you speak like that, you really feel
a Ted Bundy confession tape.
OK, so we asked our studio audience, would you ever go on a blind date? What do you think?
Yes.
These people. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, the answer is yes. 56% of our studio audience would go on a blind date. On the 90s TV show Blind Date, you chose a person based on the sound of their voice. Silly, really. Now we have Naked Attraction, where you just pick your favourite cock and balls. It's Rob Paisley Lloyd. What do you like the look of? What do you think?
The lady's singing, she looks happy.
OK, well, you've gone the karaoke singer. So here's your question. Most people secretly hate karaoke, true or false?
Oh, I mean, I hate karaoke. It's just too much reading.
It's like it's the most cockney he's ever been.
Little balls patronising. I don't know what the words are, but I know it goes that way.
The thing is with karaoke, no one really likes it, because if you're too good, everyone goes, ah, show off. If you're rubbish, everyone's like, you're shit. So everyone just likes a mediocre... Hey, Paul, come and listen to this guy. He's absolutely mediocre.
If I wanted to hear Robbie Williams sung badly, I'll just go to a Robbie Williams gig.
Paisley, what's your go-to? What's your classic?
I want to dance with somebody. Whitney Houston. That's always a good one.
What's a big hit with a high note?
And I Will Always Love You.
Yeah, when they try and do that and you go, no, do the Dolly Parton version, you might have a shot. But the Whitney version, you're dreaming.
I find that quite funny, though. Like, the whole build-up and everything. And they're like, and that!
Angela, what do you think?
I've never done karaoke.
You've never done
I've
karaoke?
I've never done it, because I can't sing. So, because I'm hard of hearing and wear hearing aids. I mean, it's really bad, Jimmy, when I sing, we don't get a harvest. That's how bad it is.
You wear hearing aids?
I wear hearing aids.
So how do you know your singing's bad?
Well, I do now, because I've got hearing aids, but people have told me.
So for years you thought, I'm nailing this.
Yeah. But karaoke's not about being a good singer. It's exactly. about letting prospective lovers know that you are an intention-seeking alcoholic.
You know, karaoke is the most beautiful word. I mean, the origin. Ooh. It's a Japanese portmanteau. It's karapo and okasutra, which means empty orchestra. And so the notion is that you have to add something yourself to complete the music.
Tom, let me ask you, how are the wife and kids?
They're right, mate.
Lloyd, you're a singer, right? And yeah. You love karaoke.
Well, yeah, because everyone thinks I'm going to be really good at it. Well, unless the DJ's got, like, Mozart Requiem.
What's your classic karaoke go-to?
If I was to, it'd be like, I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor.
Because you're a...
I'm a strong, independent woman.
Catherine, what's your karaoke song of choice? Because I know you've basically learnt all of Cardi B's back catalogue.
Yeah, I really like hip-hop. Do you know Cardi B, Tom?
I don't, I'm afraid.
Because he's an auntie of 60, yeah. So of course he is.
He's a fan of Cardi Gans.
When he goes, she goes...
Sometimes they don't have to be comforting. Sometimes. OK, let's get some answers on this. So we asked the studio audience, most people secretly hate karaoke, true or false? What do you think?
I think that's false. I think people like it, don't they?
Yeah. OK, so you're saying false. What do you go, Catherine?
We think it's true.
OK. I can tell you the answer is true. 60% of our audience secretly hate karaoke. OK. I love karaoke. It's basically X Factor, but for people whose backstory is too tragic even for ITV. Rob, Ola, Emily, what do you like the look of?
These lovely little singers.
Yeah. OK, you want the singers. All right, so we asked our studio audience, what do you prefer, Christmas carols or Christmas pop songs? What do you think?
Carols are rubbish, aren't they? The fa-la-la-la-la one. Right, a lyric for you? It's not a placeholder. We'll think of something. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la. What is that? I use it all the time now at Christmas. Just like, what day they're coming for the bins? Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
But then I think pop songs are better because then you have, it's Christmas!
I always thought Noddy Holder sounds like a condom. You've got a Noddy Holder? If not, I'll go to the shop. I haven't got a Noddy Holder.
I'm not doing it
without a Noddy Holder. I've run out of Noddies.
What's so great about that is if someone was like, don't worry, I've got a Noddy Holder, but like, I've changed my mind. I don't want to do it anymore.
Noddy. You know, it's depressing when you're single when, like, when I was single, I used to put, like, a condom in my wallet.
Why?
Just in case.
For what reason?
Well, so I could have protected sex.
No, I used to put a condom in his wallet so we could fuck his wallet safely.
But the worst thing was, if he was going for a bit of a dry patch, then eventually the lever on your wallet would form the shape of the condom even once you took
really?
It out. It was so degrading. Like, oh, look.
What do you prefer, carols or...
massively prefer carols.
Yeah. What is the one? Ruh-ba-ba-ba.
Sing it all.
Nice,
go on, yeah, no, sing that one.
What's that?
I think if you had a brain injury, that's how you would sing.
I would pay him. If you did Christmas carols at my house, I'd watch for hours.
Yeah.
You're like, you know the one, rub-a-bum-bum.
I like E17, Stay.
Oh,
that for me is the perfect Christmas song. It's got no religion in it.
Yeah, but you can't like that because Brian Harvey got addicted to Jack of Potatoes and then ran himself over.
What favourite Christmas song? What do you like, Ola?
I like to buy all the Africa charity singles they release at Christmas. I just find it a much easier way to send money home.
When is Sam going to ask me to do one of those, honestly?
Right?
I'm the same.
I just think I'm so up for it.
I mean, I like just like in general when the carolers come to my house, I like to look through them and try and spot which one could go solo. Start planting ideas in his head. Don't waste your time with these. Like, you can go far. You can go far.
That's
if you
good.
By yourself.
It's a bit awkward though, isn't it, when they're just sort of standing there singing and you're just looking at them going, these kids are just going, on your face.
What do you think people prefer, Christmas carols or pop songs? What are you going to go for, Rob?
I think pop songs.
Yeah, pop songs, what are you going to go for?
I think it's carols.
Pop
songs!
So I'm with carols with you.
Well,
you're going carols, you're going pop songs. Well, I can tell you the answer is 70% of our studio audience prefer Christmas pop songs. Band-Aid famously asked, do they know it's Christmas? And the answer is no, so you don't have to get them anything.